Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to Second Chance Podcast. I'm Raphael Rowe, your host. As we near the end of 2022, we've been reflecting on previous episodes. Our retakes steer you towards those you may have missed if you're new to the show or may enjoy catching up on. In this episode, Jessyn Piazzi has had such a full life, from reality TV star, X on the Beach, Celebrity Big Brother, to now actress, Keep Calm and Carry On, and Override. Behind the scenes, she's come through domestic violence, divorce, mental health challenges, and even suicidal thoughts. She has managed to find in the darkest of times you can always hold on to the good, and everything is captured in her new book, Silver Linings. An in-depth conversation between Jess and myself reveals the beauty in even the most tragic situations in life and never giving up on hope. Well, tell me how you got involved in reality TV. How did that come about? And what reality TV have you been involved in?
Yeah, so this was just pure accident. I was, with all this going on with Mum, I was still missing something in my life. And I knew what it was. It was my acting, my theatre school stuff. I was really getting depressed because I could not find what I wanted to do. And I was doing jobs at, you know, Pizza Express, or I would go to the gym and work in the office, and I was still missing something. I just knew there was something out there, and I had tasted this on this scholarship in London, and then I got it taken away, and it was just so hard to comprehend that that could have been my life and now it's not. And I wasn't ready to give up. So I got into modeling, and again, that was probably a regret. I don't like that I had to do that, but it made me grow into the person I am, so I can't sit and, you know, be sad about it.
What kind of modeling are we talking about?
I was doing Page Three for a time.
That's like the Sun newspaper sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know, that's kind of bikini clad pictures, breast out stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's work, that was paid work.
Exactly. And it was giving me, I was using that to fill a void, and I was thinking, okay, well, I didn't get where I wanted to, but at least I can show people I'm doing something. And it was always that trying to prove to other people rather than myself. And that's where you go wrong, I think. I was trying to prove to others. And through that modelling is where MTV got in touch, and I did X on the Beach. And now at this point, I'm a very depressed, unhealed 22-year-old, lost in life, completely off the rails when it comes just to going out all the time. And that's the mold I kind of got myself into. And so I just thought, you know what? It's behind a camera. You might as well go. You're not happy doing this modeling, so let's try this. And these shows are, I've spoken about this before, because, you know, you're putting 18 to 25-year-olds on the telly, encouraging them to get as drunk as you can, be as crazy as you can to make the show ratings get higher. No producer is going to want to have a sensible, well-heeled, life that's been easy 18 to 25 year old, because they're not going to behave in the ways that is going to make good TV. You need someone that you know is going to tick when you do certain things, or you know their behavior is going to give you ratings and headlines. And I feel like it's a dangerous road we're in now, because when you're 20, well, I was 22, when you're 22 and you're doing these shows, you're thinking, oh, this is validation now for me that I've done something. I'm validating myself through people talking about me. I'm validating myself through having headlines about myself. But all I was doing was destroying my soul even more and moving further and further away from what my heart really wanted. But I couldn't work it out.
That's really interesting, actually, because as somebody who doesn't watch these shows, but often see some of the headlines or the pictures or the images, and they're saturated in all forms of media and they're followed by millions. It's interesting you say that, because I'm of the view that people aspire to that they aspire to want to be on these shows, as you said, because it validates your success, because, you know, for people to be on television programs, you can to some extent say that's success because they have been picked out of a bunch of zillions. But I've also seen lots of the criticism that you've had for these kinds of shows. So X on the Beach is what? Just briefly tell me what kind of program that is and what your role would be in a program like that.
Yeah, so they got five or six single people, put them on an island, and then the ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, they don't tell you the show's X on the Beach at the start, so then you're suddenly on a beach and your ex-boyfriend turns up or your ex-girlfriend turns up.
Oh, so they and keep then, it quiet. They don't kind of, I mean, people know what it is.
I don't think they can do that now because obviously the show was too well known after that, but the beginning two or three series, I think they kept it from everyone. They kept it from me, yeah.
So you turned up on this beach and all of a sudden your ex-boyfriend comes to the beach.
Yeah, that's how it works because they know it's going to do drama. And obviously it's a good concept of creating drama. But like I said, when you're doing things for these reactions, you need someone that's going to lose their head a bit. And it's people that, you know, like I said, people that have had a nice upbringing, that are quite calm and got themselves centered, aren't going to give you the reactions they want. So they're looking for people that they are going to tick. And that's what worries me. I mean, kids going into these shows now, some of them cool. Yeah, you can set up your whole life on them. Like, I think rules have changed now, like Love Island especially. They've stopped airing any sex scenes. And I completely agree that should be the case, because these things don't go away. They're always going to be online. We've this new age is everything's online. It doesn't disappear. It's there forever. So I think it's a good thing that they've put the rules up when it comes to these sex scenes, because you know, me at 22 and now me at 32 is a completely different human being. So I find it quite frightening that these things, I mean, look at the Geordie Shore lot. I know that they will, I mean, Holly has come out recently and said, you know, how I was treated was not right. The level of care should be upped, because, you know, with things online now, you're opening up yourself to trolling, to all these awful things, and which create mental health problems. And then when you're told over and over again how the world doesn't like you over the internet, you start to believe that yourself.
What was your experience like? So X on the Beach, and what other reality shows have you been in, just for the record?
And then I just did, actually, fast forward to 2018, I did Celebrity Big Brother Year of the Woman. And I was really glad I did that show, because by this time I was married before I did this show. I just needed people to see the real me rather than this person I was putting on to validate myself, for people to be like, oh, Jess looks fun, but all I was doing was drinking all the time. And I was realizing the more the internet grew, the more I'm kind of encouraging people that aren't doing well in their minds and in their mental health to go out and drink like I was, because that's fun and look how much fun I'm having. But I wasn't. The reason I was doing that was because I was so deeply depressed. But you put on this front and this show, and actually that will end up destroying you.
What was it like on that X on the Beach then? So this was the first TV program that propelled you into the spotlight. You were playing a particular role that you wasn't within yourself happy with, because you were portraying an image that wasn't really Jess, the Jess that had gone through this domestic, you know, the loss of her nephew, you know, caring for your mother. And so all of a sudden you're kind of freed up in this program to be someone that you're not. So you can hide all that trauma, which still I suspect at this stage needs dealing with. But what did you learn from that program? Because I've read some of your comments and heard some of your comments where you've been quite critical of the production of these shows, which is educating people about what it's about. So just share a little bit about that with me.
Yeah, I mean, just so X on the Beach, obviously the concept's going to be confrontational anyway, let's be honest. What I'd learned from doing that was, I mean, to put on a front, I was being this happy comic. I was just comedy, like laughing around, joking around. I was just doing that to cover up something else that was I wasn't dealing with. I think when I've spoken about reality TV before, I think producers need to have a lot more responsibility. I think rate and humanity. I think ratings should not come before seeing someone in a really bad way. That should be stopped. I don't think it should be able to air when you know, as a human being, if you put this out of an 18-year-old having sex on TV or just going absolutely crazy on TV, that's going to really destroy them. And we all signed something at the beginning saying, you know, we are aware, we understand. But what 18-year-old is going to say, oh, I don't want to do it actually because that's too worrying, when you're being said, you know, selling the dreams being sold to you, like this is going to be the best TV show, you're going to get this, you're going to do this, and you just think, oh yeah, I'll be fine. But actually, that, you know, at 18, Christ, I look back at 18, I would not trust myself with anything that I had to sign now. I'd be like, everything is void. Previous to 25, void everything. You know, so there just needs to be a higher level of care. And I have seen that happen with Love Island. I have seen them, you know, it's been in the press and on the telly that the level of care is being upped. I think that's super important, especially after the amount of suicides that I've seen from these shows. People, you know, it affects you in such a way. You go from your normal kind of life propelled into millions of people online, and you do one thing wrong and you can get trolled for the next 10 years. And is that really acceptable? It's quite a scary time, this, for me, where, you know, kids are saying, oh, what do you aspire to be? Oh, Love Island. It worries me because we are in this time of people have to have an opinion and they want to have hate and they want to go online and make someone know that they don't like them. But that's, to me, it's just breeding a load more of unhealed people, because I know when someone is happy within themselves, they're not going to go online and tweet someone to tell them how disgusting they are. But it's happening so much. And you've also got headlines that come about from the scenarios on these shows. These headlines are clickbait to have people trolling. The reason why a headline will be as it is, it's because it's perfect for responses from the public, because they're going to get trolled for it. And it's just a vicious circle. So for me, reality TV now, I look at it and I feel, unless you are certain of who you are and you're comfortable and happy with who you are, I don't think it's a safe place to go for anyone.
Retake 3 is a clip from episode 34 with Jessica Impiazzi, The Reality of a TV Star. You can listen to the complete episode on whatever platform you download or listen to podcasts. Please share this podcast with your friends, family and colleagues, and follow the show for updates about new episodes by just clicking on subscribe. You can also be a part of this podcast by rating and reviewing what you've heard, and tell us what you think. More importantly, tell others what you think by leaving some comments and feedback. Thanks for listening to Second Chance Podcast. Audio editing is by Audio Avalanche. The original music is by J Rowe Productions. The cover design work is by Studio Minerva. Social media creator is Sophie Warner. This episode was produced by Kim Collicott and me, your host, Raphael Rowe.